T-minus 46. Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. I'm sorry about all that nonsense, William Godfrey said, taking a seat next to Clark in the Buenos Aires Gravesen's executive conference lounge. They wanted to take us to the compound where they analyzed the sphere a few years ago, but I talked them down to settling for a quick checkup at the hospital we used to use in the GCC days. That was where Dan and Emma had their chips taken out. We didn't need any checks, but at least it was quick. We should have our personal effects back soon. It's just that with an assassination attempt like this, they really do have to pore over everything. In that moment, Clark felt unspeakably glad that none of his text messages or voicemails contained anything related to Piper's ability. His own short time in the police force had reinforced the wonders of digital forensics, but Emma had been impressing that upon everyone in Birchwood ever since her arrival as a PR hotshot. As Godfrey spoke, Clark's eyes stared into his with an intensity the man had rarely felt in his lifetime of cutthroat politics and dealmaking. And again, Mr. McCarthy, my heartfelt thanks for your...
How did he get a weapon past the security checks? Clark asked, speaking quietly but forcefully. How did he get past the cordon at all? It was supposed to be approved press only.
Godfrey turned to the security guards at each of the room's entrances in turn, asking them to step outside for a moment. The first did so right away, but the second looked squarely at Clark for final authorization. While this irked Godfrey to no end, he was at least glad that Clark gave a curt nod and that the room was soon theirs alone. I've been told that the firearm was hidden inside a camera case with a false bottom, Godfrey said. The shooter was fully credentialed. No identity theft, no forgery, no shenanigans. He worked for a major local broadcaster whose parent company is a certain Blitz Media.
Fuck, Clark groaned.
Godfrey took a deep breath. Now, it's important to stress that we don't know there was anything nefarious going on from anyone but him. This just happened, so a lot more details are going to come out, but his colleagues and friends aren't saying any of the usual things you hear after a shooting. He wasn't a loner, he wasn't a weirdo, and he didn't seem to have any obvious militant tendencies. Apparently, he was always skeptical of the messengers and recently filmed a report on the dangers of the uplift powers being misused by us, essentially, once the ICA is fully up and running and we're working closely with the messengers.
Why the hell was someone who reported stuff like that allowed past the cordon? Clark asked, shaking his head in angry confusion.
This isn't North Korea, Godfrey shrugged. We can't lock reporters out of outdoor media events for mild dissent against the party line, not without breeding deeper resentment among a lot more people than just him. And from what we've heard, there was no sign of hostility from this man until he raised the weapon. Disagreement, yes, but not hostility. The tone of his reports had absolutely nothing on the incendiary crap Geller has been spouting to 50 million Americans every night. We may well find out that he had been active online under pseudonyms or on anonymous forums, but nothing he said publicly under his own name was cause for alarm, even retrospectively. It doesn't look like there was anything that should have raised concerns.
Clark's expression intensified even further.
Geller, he hissed. I've been told Emma is going to deal with her tomorrow, Godfrey said, his tone lifting slightly. A very welcome interjection, I must say.
Clark shook his head. Emma's in Birchwood. To deal with Geller properly, we need to be in New York. She's radicalizing people into this kind of shit, and we can't just sit back and let her do it.
Godfrey mused, tipping his head back slightly to consider Clark's focused expression from a new angle.
She's all high and mighty from behind the camera, and she can play slick in front of Billy and Timo, Clark went on. She can ignore Emma's questions via satellite, too, because the producers can fade Emma's mic if they're talking over each other. But if you show up as a surprise guest and put that scumbag in her place,
Godfrey blew air from his lips. You're right, but I truly can't. Do you think Emma would consider flying out?
No way. Not with Piper.
So what about you? Godfrey asked, very bluntly. His eyes widened as the idea began to make more sense the more he considered it. People seem to like you a lot more than they like me anyway, and all you have to do is be yourself. With the greatest respect, No one is going to expect a polished performance. Give them anger, give them passion, give them Clark. To Godfrey's surprise, Clark nodded.
I want to see Billy and Timo anyway, he said. Off air.
Godfrey shrugged slightly at this.
If you must, I suppose, but the main thing is going to be Geller, and we'll keep this quiet for as long as we can, okay? Ideally, until you take your seat on the panel.
Instinctively, Godfrey then reached into his pocket for his phone.
I keep doing that too, Clark said, almost smiling for the first time all day since the shooting. Force of habit.
Godfrey rose to his feet.
We'll have them back soon. Meantime, I'll ask someone to make our plans for New York. We don't have long. Do you want me to send the guards back in?
Clark nodded.
But Godfrey?
He called, stopping the future ICA chairman in his tracks after just a few steps.
Yes?
It sounds like you've had a pretty good briefing on what happened, right?
Clark asked, leaving enough time for Godfrey to nod in confirmation.
Okay. Well, there were a million cameras out there filming from every angle, and I just want to know one thing. When that asshole first raised his weapon, who was he aiming for? It looked like Leisha, but angles can lie, and it happened so fast.
It was definitely Leisha, Godfrey replied. Very clearly.
Once you pushed Leisha out of harm's way, the shooter set his sights on us. But since you made sure there was no space between us, since you put yourself between me and that bullet, we'll never know which of us, for sure.
Clark appeared satisfied with this answer.
And one last time, sincerely, thank you, Godfrey said. I'd love to say I would have done the same for you, or anyone else for that matter, but something tells me I wouldn't have it in me. If there's ever anything I can do for you, Mr. McCarthy, just say the word. There are very few things I can't help you with. Ask Billy, and I don't even like him.
I'll let you know if I think of anything, Clark replied coyly.
His face gave nothing away, but the last few minutes had raised his spirits more than a little after a terribly difficult day. The ability to talk to Billy, and especially Timo in private, was a major bonus, but he knew that being able to confront Jan Geller in person would hugely assist Emma's satellite-based verbal destruction. Perhaps most importantly, though, Clark knew something else, too. Holding an unconditional favor over the head of one of the world's most powerful men, now more than ever, was no bad thing.